Mishnah Yud, after seeing in the previous Mishnah a case where even Beis Shammai agree with Beis Hillel that one can allow his possessions to be doing Malacha on Shabbos, we're now going to see a case where Beis Hillel agree with Beis Shammai that it will be forbidden. Says the Mishnah, in selling basar, batzar, or veitzar, one cannot roast meat, onions, or eggs, or any other foods on Friday before Shabbos comes in, unless there's enough time before Shabbos will come in for them to be roasted whilst it is still daytime. And this doesn't mean it has to be fully ready, but it means it has to be at the earliest stage of edibility, which is a third cooked, and this is known as kamachol ben derusoi, which literally means like the food of ben derusoi, and it's called this because ben derusoi was a very famous bandit who was constantly on the run from people trying to catch him, or from people trying to get their money back. And because of that, he didn't have time to cook things for a long time, so he cooked his food for the minimum time possible, and that was until it was a third cooked. From that point, it is considered edible. And so the Mishnah is saying that if there's enough time for the food to reach that stage of cooking, then it is permitted, but otherwise it's forbidden, even according to Beis Hillel. And the reason for this is because there is another concern at hand. And that is, if the food is not yet cooked when Shabbos comes in, then we're afraid that you will come to stoke the coals in order to make the fire bigger and hotter, so that it cooks the food faster. And of course that's forbidden because you're increasing a fire which is forbidden on Shabbos. And therefore only if it's slightly cooked when Shabbos comes in, such that you won't be motivated to start stoking the coals and increasing the fire, only then may you roast and cook the food before Shabbos comes in. On a similar note, the Mishnah is now going to discuss things which are cooked in an oven, a nosen pas lataner, when we not place bread into an oven in chashecha, close to the time where it's getting dark, and Shabbos is coming in, and neither may one place some sort of cake, which was cooked on top of coals, again because we're concerned that you'll come to stoke and move about the coals, in order to increase the fire's strength. Says the Mishnah, unless it's in the oven for enough time whilst it is still day, such that a crust can form on the side of the bread, which is facing the inner part of the oven. The way that the bread was made in those days was that it was stuck to the sides of the oven. So the side of the bread which wasn't stuck to the side of the oven, rather is facing inwards. So once that is crusted up, then the bread is considered cooked, such that there is no more worry that somebody will stoke the coals in order to increase the fire. Because increasing the fire will just damage the bread and burn it. So if it can reach that stage of the baking of the bread before Shabbos comes in, then it will be permitted, otherwise it's forbidden. Rabbi Eliezer says, the stage of the baking where it is considered to be completed is Kadesha Yikrim Atachtein Shalah, only once the bottom of the bread, meaning the side of the bread which is stuck to the oven, only once that is crusted, and there's a discussion amongst the Mefarshim whether that is an earlier stage or a later stage of the baking, but all agree that if it is not considered baked by the time Shabbos comes in, then it is forbidden to do so in case you come to increase the fire on Shabbos.